Blog Talk Radio.
I want to know something. Do y'all understand the stuff that I be going through now in life? Well, if y'all don't, then I'm finna tell you to help y'all out. So since y'all want to try to get in my spot, I'm finna let y'all know how it is. I hear on this Glenwood.
Is a beast.
Kayla Jones.
Peace is a beast. Drop
check it out. Do you understand it when our sister say she's sick and tired? No, I do not think so. Cause these haters got you hypnotized. Yeah, this miracle star on the mic. So shout it, get it right. I've been keeping it real tight. For my players on that Glenwood Road, I'm finna blow it up like a bomb. Here I come. Y'all know I'm about to go to war. With these haters trying to play the regulators. Player haters. We all know that I ain't no greater, but still can't not make this. I be going up like an elevator. I'm always real, never fade. So why do niggas say I hate that? Need to let it go and learn.
Hopefully we can get the kinks out of this show that we had in our last show, and we're able to provide you guys with some never before heard music.
I'm trying to get this track going.
Cube on the pinky and the middle finger, looking like we won a Super Bowl anyway.
Look. DJ say they support, but they still phone it. They don't play my shit unless I got tip on it. They don't play your shit unless it's a diss on it. Down to die for this shit, but I live for it. For this moment, had to vent, so I hit up the big homie. Niggas don't even buy albums, but niggas still do anything for a deal, homie. Act like this shit don't apply to you, huh? Been in the game, look at how they do, huh? Why do yes men start off every sentence with dog? I wouldn't lie to you, swagger so malleable, covered in valuables, out of the compass. All that I set out to do, any obstacle is not insurmountable. Bankroll uncountable, down at the fountain, blue bitches drinking rosé like it's Mountain Dew. Guess what she down to do? Roll up a pound or two, bruh. She already jigging, ain't no turning back. I can no longer be held accountable. Why you make all that nigga music? All you players that nigga music? Call it what you want, but it ain't an anthem to the strippers moving. It ain't an anthem to the strippers moving. I guess I got a short attention span. I learned to get it straight from the source, fuck the middleman. Oh, you hatin', don't be mad, don't be salty, don't be bitter, man. I learned to get it straight from the source, fuck the middleman. Don't have to live, man, live, man.
Yes, that's how we do it. The middleman, we're going straight to the source. We're going to have Chief the Beast, our producer out of Atlanta, joining us in a little bit. With the help of him, I'm able to bring you these awesome new tracks. They're going to get better and better each week. We're going to have more and more music for you. We have other producers that we're working with. So like I said, go to the source. Don't go to the middleman. Make sure that you have the rights to use the music. And as I said, this music that you're hearing on this particular station, don't try to sound clip it. That stuff is trackable. There's devices. I mean, these artists, these producers, these record labels, they have millions of people that work for them to track where their music is at. For instance, I went live on Facebook and got blocked because of the music that was in the background. I got blocked for 30 days over copyright. So don't let that be you. Make sure that you do have the permission to use it. You can gain that access, email teasertimeradio@gmail.com, and we will work with you to, you know, see if you can strike up a deal to be able to have them write to this music. But as of right now, you don't. If you want to share this music with your friends, go to blogtalkradio.com/CynthiaTaser. Look at our Taser Time feed, find the show, and play the music from the show. That is the only way you have access to this music. Don't be that cool.
Middle finger going up to all of the haters. Going down in this bitch. Elevators. Out nigga sweeping, dick cooling. Shout out, you know, study bad for the 36. You know, low key. I'm colorblind, but I serve that white. Know I need to get the scale out so you can get that right. Some things better change your approach. I got goons that'll roll up and smoke your roach. I keep it with me, however you want it, but holla at me, little bro. I'm all on it. I'm all on it.
Today, good day, good day. I hope you're starting your Monday off right. Just remember that's the first step of your whole week, so get your head out of the clouds and grind, get the grinding going on. I have the Teast, the Beast, the Legend on the phone with me right now. How you doing, sir?
I'm all on it. I'm all on
it. He's like, I'm in the middle of traffic.
Hey, yo. How's it going?
Made it.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Heck, it is good morning to me. We, you know, when you work in the entertainment industry, whether regardless of whether it be music or any other form of entertainment, you know, them thinkers, they stay up at night. It's my morning.
Man, it's vampire life. It's vampire life, boy.
Seriousness.
No doubt. Boy.
This is being pushed to 32 countries now. 32. We added Libya. Libya, Switzerland,
Libya.
Norway, and Ireland.
What's up, Libya? Oh,
we don't know who's listening over there, but please share, please share.
Yeah, we're doing the Bobby Smyrna in Libya. No. Okay.
So like, I don't know what they're saying, but it sounds good.
Look, let me ask you something. Football season is upon us. What's your favorite team? Who you rocking with this year?
I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Of course, the Atlanta. But, you know. Yeah, we just got a new dome, too. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and go and kick it off in Mercedes-Benz dome, too, with the glass roof and everything, so y'all can see. You know what I'm saying? Just predicting the future. Yeah. Oh, shout out to my cousin Julius Peppers, number 90, for Charlotte Panthers. You know what I mean? In the NFL. What's up, Julius? Do you think?
Heck yeah. I know that you weren't on the show a little bit ago, but I definitely opened our show with so many haters. Your good friend Star gave her credit.
Oh, man. Rest in peace.
I just figured
Star.
It was a great way to start the show. We should just use that track as our opener every show.
Yeah, rest in peace, dog. Sure can. So many haters trying to hold me down. Yeah, man.
Not going to stop us. Not going to stop us.
You got a fruity bag over there. I'm dropping hits off to you over there. You didn't even explain to them what you got over there, did you? Yeah. Some of that.
I did. I made sure to give a warning that if they try to copy this music, if they try to play it on their Facebook, they are going to be having a whole swarm of people up there behind. Because it's not just one artist. You're talking about a plethora of people, and producers have minions, and the minions be working day and night and day and night. And
yes,
they can email us for them rights. But right now it's blogtalkradio.com.
That's why it's a taser.
You better take your friends to the site. Cut out the middleman. That's what I played right after.
You better go right to the cat who's doing it. I'm going to tell you what, but they is not playing. Even if you ain't the man who's doing it, and you know the man who's doing it, you still got to get some clearance because they is not playing out there. You hear what Jeff Sessions doing it with all the elites. He's trying to tighten it up out here. So
I know. We already got lawyers involved in the station.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I just ran all over town trying to get paperwork turned in.
I wonder if I'm the only man that I wonder if I'm the only producer right now that's wondering how OJ feel when he got out of jail and heard the OJ song. Oh my god!
Or seen the meme that meme that was running around talking about, and they said OJ was free. I got arrested for stealing orange juice, and I thought it was free.
Yeah, OJ, okay. Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah, but we'll have some special music for you know some lucky caller. We'll have some special music or either some tickets to probably Magic City or some kind of other little club. But you have to call in. You probably have to be special caller or something like that. You know what I mean? But we got those on deck. And we also got videos, unreleased videos, the song you just played, I'm All On It, with Sean Paul.
Right.
Yeah, he just shot a video yesterday, 10 a.m. in the morning, man. Oh, my God.
That's breakfast time. He's all on it.
Yeah, he's all on it. That's my dog.
I'll have my breakfast at the studio, please. Drive over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
He will put it on play, man. We got one man, Yang. He probably check in when I catch up to him. We got Jay Blanco. He going to check in. You know, Jay Blanco with his new single, Maria Mexico. Oh, my God. That's
hey,
Maria Mexico.
Does not sleep.
Man, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, and you know who else we got on deck, too? We got Bushwick Bill from the Ghetto Boys. Bushwick
Bill.
We do.
Let's hear that bounce. Or a bounce with me?
That bounce.
Bushwick Bill, hey, I got your boy Bushwick Bill in here, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I think these niggas know what's up. What's up with it? Lifestyle rich, things be hard, dodging scars, whipping fast cars, but I do what I do cause I got to. Make these ends to complete my route through to the game as a hustler at heart. What it is, what it ain't, brother never feel faint. Always do what I do and graduate too, cause started from the bottom all the way to the top. Bushwick Bill been doing this shit nonstop. How the fuck you think I'm supposed to chill? If the game ain't stopped, then why should Bill? I stay hustling and muscling and making show. I make my millions, gotta do that for show. Gotta feed these kids, cause they're real on the streets. Gotta make sure we eat, gotta stay complete. I'm a graduate in this shit.
I'm the game warden, you the game boy, bitch. Come on.
Hustle man, keep. Go ahead, keep. Hustle man, keep. Go ahead. Dungeon family all day, man. I'm talking about the original Dungeon family, man. Sleep, man. Rico, man, Ray, all of my papa, man. They're my homeboy I grew up with, man. My family, man.
Right, yeah, they're going to hear it in the music, boy. They're going to hear it in the music. That boy full of music.
Hey,
Zoe, can I get you to say one thing?
Yeah.
Can you say it's taser time?
It's taser time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Taser time radio. Thank you so much for calling in.
You gotta ask him one thing, though, Cynthia. You got to ask him one thing for me.
Yeah.
She got to ask you one thing, man.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Zoe Blanco? You got to say it,
Hey, look.
Say it right now.
Who the fuck is Zoe Blanco?
Oh, my goodness. I think you need to give me some better coaching skills. Okay. Who the fuck is Zoe Blanco?
Much love, man. Come on, man. Met with me every time, every day. I'm here, baby.
Thank you so much for
Mary Mexico. I forgot to tell y'all, too, we looking for Mary Mexico, man. So all y'all beautiful women, all ethnicities, it don't matter. We looking for Mary Mexico, man. See y'all just well.
Hey, you give me info again. Info on the shoot. Y'all doing
a shoot? Y'all hey, the info on the shoot, you go to Rockland.com, R-O-C-L-A-N-E, and send your bios in, your pictures in, stuff like that.
All right, you heard it straight from the man, Zoe Blanco himself. Yeah.
Right, you can find out all the information on Zoe Blanco, Instagram, Zoe Blanco. Actually, I got a personal page also, Radio Zoe, R-A-D-I-O-Z-O-E. You can find stuff on that too, man. Zoe Blanco, YouTube. I got a YouTube channel, man. Y'all go subscribe to my channel, Zoe Blanco. Great stuff coming up right now, man.
He's the beast is the man. Thank you so much, Zoe, for taking the time
my
out
partner.
Of your...
you got to play that, Cynthia. You got to play that now by that Mario.
You should have texted me because that's one of the ones that didn't actually upload. But I promise you this. You will be the intro music to our show next Monday. I would play it right now, but I don't want to chop it up. And that's one of the ones that didn't get uploaded in time for the show to start.
Okay.
I feel like, but I promise you, you're our intro music, and I'm going to blast the shit out of you from now until next Monday, and we're going to have hella hits.
You what, as soon as we got him on, man, I'm going to call Zoe anyway. We had
what's
to
up?
Get him plugged in. We had to get those models out there. We had to go and get this thing popping, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the boy
yeah,
got
for
some
sure.
Project coming anyway. So he's going to be back on the next Monday, and I tell you what, you're going to hear Maria Mexico all through that thing. Who the fuck is Zoe Blanco?
I'll play that shit twice next week. We'll have you the intro, and then we'll talk about you through the show and play you for the exit music. I swear, I'll play it twice to make up for it.
Okay. I really appreciate this. I really appreciate it. Peace. I love you, bro. Let's go.
Right,
I'm here.
Bro.
What's up?
Well, Pizza
Hagri, right.
Home.
Pizza
Hagri,
baby.
Yeah.
All right. I have IMOD, Making a Noise, and Shit Don't Last Forever. What do you want to hear next? Those are the other two songs that I got uploaded, just to head you out.
Well, it's a choice. You know, IMOD, that's Dungeon Family. Shit Don't Last Forever. That's me and Kane from the Yin Yang Twins. So,
I'm doing it. I got you. Here we go.
Yeah.
You better get your shit together. Cause shit don't last forever. 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 You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever, 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 forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. They got shit that look cool, shit that look smart, shit that look nice, shit that look hard, shit that make you stink, shit that make you fart. Shit that you don't start, shit fucked up, shit ain't right. Everybody mad, ain't nobody tight. And everything, shit. Shit, can't get a job, shit. Nigga got a raw, shit. Somebody child got shot, shit. How much shit do we got, shit? But we realize shit. Is that it? What the fuck is the shit? I'ma pass you the tissue, cause you still won't get shit. Shit. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. When it first came, you won shit. Then you came back to get shit. You hit them up 3 times, shit. Now the city, see you the shit. When you the shit, everything on. See you the shit on the microphone. And everybody got it going on. Everything looking right. Ain't doing shit wrong. Shit turn. Shit burn. They got some weed in this motherfucker. Some California trees in this motherfucker. And we don't breathe sucker. Sweet potato custard. Shit ain't sweet over here. Fuck around with a nigga get beat over here. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever. You better get your shit together, cause shit don't last forever. Forever, forever, forever.
Shit don't last.
You make it what it is. You don't do shit. You don't get shit. That shit simple as it can get.
Shit don't last forever.
Hey, intentionally, too motherfucking mad to realize you can do it too. You heard me, T. Shit. Shit. Hey, intentionally. Cause you ain't got too much time.
You better get that shit together.
Cause
shit don't last
forever. What is it, man?
Forever. Forever.
Don't laugh.
Hey, 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 that ain't the lie. That ain't a lie at all. Like, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So live like you're going to die tomorrow, but save your money and pay your bills in case you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I went ahead and gave him a shout-out on Facebook. I had a couple of them that I don't know what, they just didn't want to process up. And when we had to go live, I just got to go.
It's all good. We'll have her back next weekend, probably with another special guest, too. You know what I mean? I try to kind of surprise y'all with it. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
We'll have another special guest calling in, probably another platinum artist. You know what I'm saying? From the A-Town. Yeah, so y'all be on the lookout for that. And also, just like Zoe said, he's shooting a video for his video, Maria Mexico. So, you know, that's coming up. Man, it's a lot of good things to look out for. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. So this is our first actual show that we got to actually drop tracks and listen to music, because when you start something, it's baby steps, and we just went balls to the wall, like we do. And we had to take a step back, reevaluate some things. We had a good show last Monday, even though it didn't have a lot of music on it. But we got some tracks going today. I finally figured this out. Like, we can make it work now. And I'm so excited. So this is basically our baby show. Just going to get you, share this show with your friends. If you're calling in right now, the number is 619-924-0897. Press number one. From starting next week, we're going to have prizes every week. We're going to have something for you to win. Make sure that you share this with your friends. Let's get the word out. Let's get these tracks flowing. And these people are going to think you're cool as shit if you're giving them brand new music that they ain't never heard before. I mean, just tell you, your friends are going to be like, what?
Man, not only that, it's going to be tickets to concerts and stuff too, man, special events. So y'all stay tuned. Keep your ear, wide open. And call in. You might win. I might have a question for you. I might ask you what songs we play. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pay attention to the broadcast, because it ain't no telling what we might have in the bag.
We got a lot of bags.
It's a special bag over here, man. Special event, special people, I think y'all score with these hosts. Y'all don't even know what y'all got right now in front of your face.
I don't even,
what you got
me and you, we got so much to offer that you and I don't even know what all we got to offer yet, because we haven't had time to talk about everything.
Man, every day,
there's something new, and we're like literally, you're like a little tornado over here. There's like probably dirt flying out the windows of my house because, like, our minds are going so fast that it's exploding.
Man, I'm just trying to keep up with these events, man. You got to keep up. It's a bunch of people, man. I got so many people throwing so many events. Y'all, look, if y'all hear me right now and I didn't make it to your event, I'm sorry, because I was at another event and I was trying to support my other fellow, but I'm going to eventually make it to you, okay? All right. But, you got to show some support for your people, man, and not only that, you got to be respectful. Realize, behind the entertainment, we are real people. We got families. We do the same thing y'all do. We kick it, we chill, we hurt, we cry, we do everything, the same thing y'all do. So y'all be respectful of us outside of the entertainment. I'm just asking, that's just me. How you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you get what you put out, and people get what they deserve. If people want to be negative and blasphemous and all that good shit, like karma's gonna take them a cake, and that cake's gonna have a bomb in it.
Well, it's like this. Okay, if I portray Spider-Man on TV, then when I'm out eating with my family, I'm not Spider-Man. Okay, you see me out with my kids or something, don't say, hey, Spider-Man, what's up? Jump on top of the building right now. Yeah, put the little girl up right quick. I just want to see you do a flip. Man, come on.
Oh, right. And New Music Monday is totally different animal than Taser Time Wednesday and even Success Saturday. All those shows are completely separate. So if you know us at the dinner table, please don't bring the leftovers. We don't eat leftovers.
Boy, you already know.
Send the microwave and feed it to somebody else.
You already know, boy. It's a whoo. Oh man, there might be some documentaries coming up. I know for sure I got some little documentaries coming up. Boy, but y'all gonna have to pay for these jokers right here, boy. Oh my God. Boy, I can't tell you about my life if I told you.
I know, right? I got some underwriters who have been on me about writing a book, and I'm like, the world ain't ready for it. It's not. Like, you can't even handle me, let alone being able to turn some pages. Are you kidding me?
What? No. That's what I'm saying. There ain't even no trees in this motherfucker to write a book on. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Oh, that'd be a thick book.
Boy, what? Man, my first
name.
Oh,
that'd be a series for sure.
My first name probably be the first page. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith.
Hey, man. Hey, it's all a business, though, man. It's all a business. You know, you have to respect the craft, man. You have to respect the craft, respect what people do. There's a lot of things going on out there, and people just think that they magically happen. But, no, you have to respect the work and the people behind the things that, you know, that enlighten you. So, well, with me saying that, by me saying that, just be respectful. You know, because I see it every day, you know, and it's beginning to, you know, become a problem in society. So we got to find it and straighten it out right before.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you brought that up. It is a problem in society. Like, people who don't do anything with their lives want to, like, tear down these people who do stuff with their lives. Not even knowing what blood, sweat, tears, mental. Like, if you're an entertainer, especially like a comedian or an artist, I'm telling you that art is something beautiful that comes out of something very, very, very painful. All of these people have experienced so much pain in their lives. Mm-hmm. They have committed their lives. And you know, we're losing all these artists and all these people are, like, committing suicide. And it's because that, you know, they have committed their lives into making your lives better, and then all they get back is negativity. That's why so many. Robin Williams, he's one of the best freaking actors ever. Like, and he has so many
genres,
right? and he just couldn't handle
it. And you never know. You never knew he was gonna commit suicide, though, man. He brought so much joy to the world. And, I mean, just the United States, USA, whatever you call it, the television, broadcast, whatever. Mark and Mindy, he brought the joy to everything. I know there's a couple of movies I seen with that guy in it. I couldn't help but cry. And that's when he was living.
He'll make you cry and laugh at the same time.
Exactly.
You know, and he's a diamond, but like a diamond that starts off as a piece of dirt. It got a lot, a hell of pressure applied to that shit before it became a diamond, just to be able to shine for everybody to cherish. And in this society, they don't cherish it. They don't even cherish the damn diamonds anymore. What do you mean it's a long carrier? I wanted 10, the fuck?
Man, that was the first man I ever seen in a woman dress that I thought it was cool at the time.
But it like
never
Doubtfire?
Be against the mom. I'm talking about as
Mr.
a
mom.
Child. I seen a man in a dress and it was cool. It was cool because he was in there. He was fighting for his kid. You know what I'm saying? And put a whole nother perspective of what women do, how men. He put a whole light on the situation. That's what artists do. They put you right there. So you got to be respectful. And I can say
you can disagree without being disagreeable. I showed that on Success Saturday show, and it's so true. Like, if you don't like it, still watch it. Don't be a part of it. Don't support it. But don't be the piece of whatever that tears it down. Like, you know, you can't get positive that way. If you want to be the change that you want to see in the world, if you don't like the way the world is, then don't support the things that you don't like. You know, like an oil right now, and they're saying that, like, all these orangutan forests, the orangutans are pretty much going to be extinct by the time we're done, and it's because the oil is cheaper than what it is to make a coconut oil. And, you know, how, like, we don't care. We don't care at what cost it takes to get what we want at a cheaper price. Well, you know what? We could do that within our own communities, but we don't choose to because instead of being a part of the community, we would rather tear our community apart and go to the damn grocery store and order some shit that was freaking flown over here from China or some other country, you know what I mean? Like,
shit.
We don't even care enough about ourselves. Like, we need to start.
President.
Like, America needs to change.
You ran into 220, baby. You ran into 220, baby. You gonna do it. We need to go to get you up there, man, because you got a voice that need to be heard.
That's kind of why I started the radio. and it's not just noise. That's passion. These artists don't come out and make noise. They make a difference. And
nah.
I'm going to play some iMob. You're going to listen to iMob right now. Got it?
Yeah.
You ain't making no noise. 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 You ain't hitting no licks. You ain't busting no bricks. You ain't busting no clips. You ain't stacking no chips. Y'all niggas ain't shit. You ain't getting no walk. You ain't moving them blocks. You ain't setting up shop, buying cars with a lot.
Y'all niggas ain't hot.
You ain't making no noise. 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 He ain't making no noise, he ain't making no noise, ain't making no noise. He ain't making no noise, he ain't making no noise. You ain't hearing no shit, you ain't making no noise. You ain't dodging them boys, trapping on the Android, it's some Android. You ain't sipping no poise, you ain't smoking no noise. You ain't turned down a bit cause you can't pay this, you make too much noise. You ain't going no doors. You ain't pulling no horn. You ain't turning down a club and you're only in the section where it's very important. You don't live a true store. You can't afford what I afford. You don't never walk far. You don't never rock a chain by the four. You ain't hitting no licks. You ain't busting no bricks. You ain't busting no clips. You ain't stacking no chips. Y'all niggas ain't shit. You ain't getting no walk. You ain't moving them blocks. You ain't setting up shop, buying cars with a lot. Y'all niggas ain't hot. You ain't making no noise. He ain't making no noise. He making no noise. He making no noise. He making no noise. He making no noise. They ain't making no noise. He making no noise. He making no noise. He making no noise. Click for the road boy. We're bringing out them toys. The Robert or the Rolls Royce. You just got a Ford. But they about to report. I just got a Porsche, I blew out the brains, I'm about to restore it. I just got a plane of the activist, you know that I'm about to pour it. You just got a quarter of midget, my switch should be full of that noise. And I'm smelling like loud, the sound is so loud, the engine be loud. Them haters ain't making a sound, I'm turning shit up, they gon' never turn down. You ain't hitting no licks, you ain't busting no bricks, you ain't busting no clips, you ain't stacking no chips, y'all niggas ain't shit. You ain't getting no walk, you ain't moving them blocks, you ain't setting up shop, buying cars with a lot. Y'all niggas ain't hot, you ain't making no noise, 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 he ain't making no noise, they ain't making no noise, you ain't making no noise, you ain't making no noise, you ain't never hit lick, these niggas be lying, these niggas ain't shit. Then flip from a cord, then flip from a zip, then flip to a brick. You ain't never sold coke, you ain't never sold mile, you ain't never flip a bitch. I hang my wrist, out my whip, stay strapped, Zimmerman, it's murder, murder, kill, kill, I want it all, no deal. You ain't slinging no steel, you ain't making no noise, these niggas ain't real. You ain't hitting no licks, you ain't busting no bricks, you ain't busting no clips, you ain't stacking no chips, y'all niggas ain't shit. You ain't getting no walk, you ain't moving them blocks, you ain't setting up shop, buying cars with a lot, y'all niggas ain't hot. You ain't making no noise, you ain't making no noise, you ain't making no noise, you ain't making no noise.
He ain't making no noise. He ain't making no noise. They ain't making no noise. He ain't making no noise. He ain't making no noise.
Yeah,
it's so crazy how fast an hour of your life goes by. Now we played that song earlier. Shit don't last forever. Like, you know, y'all got to get out there and do something.
You know, don't be
negative.
You know, boy, there's so much out there. You know what I'm saying? But let me see.
Too much.
That was album. Ain't making no noise. You know, they fresh out of ATL HD Studios with my boy Ted. He threw all the engineering out there. So, you know, that was Curtis here, ATL HD Studios. Y'all check them out on Instagram, ATL HD Studios, on Twitter, ATL HD Studios, and on Google Plus, ATL HD Studios. And it should be links. And he also got some new projects coming out. Y'all might want to check them out also as well. And probably some events as well. What you got coming up over there, Miss Lady?
Man, I got so much stuff going on. It's not even funny. I don't even know what all is going on. I know that I have shows on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I'm about to be in Vegas the 27th to 31st of August fighting for my title. I have a caller on the line, and I know he called in, like, right before I got you back on, and I know who it is. And this is, like, my number one of all my number ones. I just want to say hi to my pet pig really quick. How are you doing? How's Arizona?
Oh, your desert piggy is burning up.
It's like about 120 degrees over there right now. The mailbox is melting.
I was about 60 foot off the ground today working. It was about 114 up in the air.
Oh my God.
That's up where the wind's at. Wind is at.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. I'm telling you, Keith, they got, like, pictures of, like, flower pots and crap is melting out there. And this man is working. Like, they have them working from, like, 2 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon trying to avoid, like, most of the heat. Can you imagine starting your day at 2 a.m.? Like, that's what I'm just trying to get later.
114 degrees. Kudos, my brother.
Oh, that's not even the hottest it's been. It's been 126.
What?
Turning it up.
What?
And all I can tell you, at 126 degrees, you just work a little bit, take a break.
If you don't mind me asking my brother, what kind of work you do?
Enlighten me a little bit. I build power plants.
Wow. Yeah, so we need you.
He's the one that keeps our lights on.
Yeah, we need you out there. Golly, though, man.
And for some reason, I always go to the hottest places to go build these things.
Yeah, he just got back from Florida. Was the last place.
Can I buy you a drink? See, a case of water or something on me?
Oh, dude, I got plenty of water, bro.
What you do to stay cool out there?
Drink water.
That's it. You just hydrate.
They have to. Hey, they're required to wear long sleeves too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, not only is it hot, I gotta wear fire resistant long sleeve clothing.
So you got any tips for anybody out there trying to survive in that heat?
Seek the shade when you can and stay plenty hydrated.
Okay.
If you run into the bathroom once an hour.
And don't go out partying the night before and expect to
like be able to function at work, and man, you're gonna sweat like a fool.
Woo! Talking about detox.
I bet you
holy
will.
Cow.
I bet
like,
you will.
Like, lose 5 pounds a day, you got to eat extra for that.
Oh, my God, man.
Heck yeah. He's actually traveled quite a bit of time. He's coming out to Vegas to see me. He's using his weekend to come out to Vegas and see me. I have, like, competition out there on Sunday night, so... gets to hang out with me in person. One of very, very few lucky people who are able to do that. Very trustworthy
Wow. Hey, he deserved it, man. Out there in 120.
I tell you what, it took a long time before she ever let me go hang out with her. And, you know, I proved myself. You know, I'm not some roll up, run by, and hey, I'm just looking for this and that, you know. It's a friendship.
Exactly. And you know what? On top of that, you keep the power on.
Yes, he does.
You keep the power on, bro. You can shut everything out, man. You can cut the whole competition out.
Most definitely. Were you able? I know that you called in earlier. Were you able to listen to any of the show? Like, were you able to hear some of the music and stuff?
Yeah, I was, but unfortunately, I was grocery shopping, so I kind of had to turn it down. And then I went around the corner and I got disconnected. So I figured I'd wait till I got done grocery shopping.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I know you listen to almost all of the shows, and he retweets on Twitter and Facebook, and he definitely helps spread the word. So thank you so much for joining us. I do have one more caller. I'm not sure if this is my dear or not. I'm gonna take this other caller, and I'll talk to you later. I'm gonna send you another prize for calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye.
All right.
309. Who do we got on the line? Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. 309-472. What is up? Who are we talking to?
Call it you on. Say it, don't spray it.
Are you scared? You got like 20 seconds to fess up.
20 seconds, that's too long, man.
All right, 15, 14, they dropped. They took it.
3, 2, 1.
I didn't need anybody to talk to me. All right, on that note, I am going to go ahead and close the show. Thank you guys for tuning in today. I am going to give Star another little tribute. We're going to play her on the way out, and then I'm going to cut us off. Thank you so much, Peace the Beast. Everybody look him
already up
on Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want. Just Google Peace the Beast and find. Make sure you take that S, though, and turn it into a dollar sign, because that's what he likes to do, turn it into a dollar sign. If you want to sponsor the show, CynthiaTeether.com. There's a link directly on the site to sponsor the show. If you want to have ads on the show, we can run ads. Peace is a producer. He can actually produce you an ad. You know, if you look at our Taylor Time Radio, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that, you can see some of the promo ads that he's put together for our radio station and kind of go off of there. They're interactive ads. So,
I just want to say this too. Some of the people that you heard, you should be able to check them out. I want to say don't miss Big Boy, Goody Mob, Youngbloods, that's Sean Paul who you heard me with on the song I'm All On It, Raheem the Dream, Kilo Ali, and DJ Jelly performing there. August 19th at the Wolf Creek Amphitheater. Tickets available now on Ticketmaster.com. All right? Y'all plug?
Most def. Hey, and if you're in the area and you call in next week, right? Maybe we have one of those tickets for next week, maybe?
No, I'm gonna call. Maybe I can call Sean. Maybe he might have something in store for y'all. But you know, that's my birthday, August the 19th.
Oh, shit.
Go check it out. So, y'all stay tuned.
Who knows what we got? But we got something for you next week. We got something for you. Call in 619-924-0897. If you want to listen, if you want to join the show, press number 1. We'd love to have you on. Love to hear, you know, like, which one of the songs that we played was your favorite. Call in next week. Talk to us about this week's show. If you have a song that you heard on here that maybe you want to hear on next week, we'll play it again. We'll hit rewind. You know, let's turn up. Thank you, guys.
And don't forget, now.
What's up?
Don't forget. I said don't forget. Next week we got Zoe Blanco coming back with Maria Mexico. So y'all stay tuned for that too. All right.
Yes. And I will be updating these volumes with the actual information, websites for the individuals whose music that was played on the site. That way you guys can look up some of their current stuff that's actually on the market. And we'll see you next Monday at 5:30, every Monday, every single Monday, 5:30 Central Time, 1-924-0897.
Yeah.
I want to know something. Do y'all understand the stuff that I be going through now in life? Well, if y'all don't, then I'm finna tell you to help y'all out. But since y'all want to try to get in my spot, I'm finna let y'all know how it is. I hit on this Glenwood.
Is a beast.
Kayla Jordan.
Peace is a beast.
Check it out. Do you understand it when our sister say she's sick and tired? No, I do not think so. Cause these haters got you hypnotized. Yeah, this miracle star on the mic. So shout it, get it right. I've been keeping it real tight. Put my players on that Glenwood road. I'm finna blow it up like a bomb. Here I come, y'all. I'm about to go to war with these haters tryna play. I'm regulators, player haters, servers. We all know that I ain't no greater, but still can't not make this. I be going up like an elevator. Talk is real, never fake. So why do niggas play a hate that need to let it go and learn how to motivate? Hater in my way.